the Age of Vision radio show with your host, Lonnie Clark. We stand together and accept that we now live in a world transformed by Fukushima. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on UCY.TV radio. We relentlessly engage every ear that listens. We expose and confront the complete lack of accountability for the nuclear industry. Consider social engineering programs who view our bodies, minds, and souls as assets on a balance sheet. We discuss vital current issues, interview activists, and engage our audience in an effort to allow all voices to be heard. The Age of Vision radio show creates a venue that all will choose. We encourage our listeners to reclaim their power and their courage to take action and save our planet from the ravages of greed and indifference. Our actions matter. Every voice matters. We remind our listeners that happiness is resistance. Love is greater than fear. Good morning, UCY.TV radio listeners. This is Lonnie Clark with the Age of Vision. Welcome to Call In Friday. And as you know, on Fridays, I give our listeners an opportunity to call in and add to the conversation. Very often, people are timid, so I just talk about what I want. So this morning, I was doing some research, and I was going to talk about a different topic altogether. But I was listening to a video, I think the guy's name is Simon Lemoreau or something like that. He's a YouTuber. I actually unsubscribed. I was spitting nails. I decided to just change up what I was going to talk about. And, you know, they were talking about how great Donald Trump was because he's willing to say it like it is. So let me remind you what gaslighting is, because we have all been seriously gaslit. And if anybody thinks a rich kid who inherited money and bankrupted a bunch of companies is going to do anything for the poor people of this country, sorely mistaken. Gaslighting is this. Gaslighting is a form of mental abuse in which the information is twisted or spun, selectively omitted to favor the abuser, or false information is presented with the intent of making victims doubt their own memory, perception, and sanity. Instances may range from the denial of an abuser that the previous events ever occurred, up to the staging of bizarre events by the abuser with the intention of disorienting the victim. So this is, we are all about to head into this presidential campaign, which is, again, another form of gaslighting. It's absolutely ridiculous that we have to spend 2 years, 3 years thinking and talking about our president. That is just a way to keep us disengaged from really what the issues are. And quite effectively, the wealth inequality in this country is off the charts. The racism is skyrocketing. The bigotry is being applauded by all the people who are following Donald Trump, thinks he's a great guy for finally saying what it is. So let me start with this. Before I came on the air, I dug up the meaning of liberal, conservatism, and being an independent. And because I personally, like, am sick of being being called a liberal as if it's a bad name. You liberals. I'm a proud liberal. And this, let me read you the definition, the full definition of a liberal. One, of relating to or based with the liberal arts, which is education, or of benefiting a man of free birth. Two, marked by generosity, open-handed, given or provided in a generous and open-handed way, a liberal meal, ample or full. Three, obsolete, lacking moral restraint, licentious. That's the only definition that is now being thrown around right now. They act as if being liberal means you have no moral restraint, and that is just so outrageous. Four, not literal or strict, meaning a literal translation or loose. Broad-minded, that's number five, especially not bound by authoritarianism, orthodoxy, or traditional views. Six, of favoring or based upon the principles of liberalism, capitalized, of or constituting a political party advocating or associated with the principles of political liberalism, especially of or constituting a political party in the United Kingdom. It's funny they use this. They use this in all three definitions referencing the United Kingdom. Associated with the ideals of individual, especially economic freedom, greater individual participation in government, and constitutional, political, administrative reforms designed to secure these objectives. And in the quick definition, what it says is believing that the government should be active in supporting social and political change relating to or supporting political liberalism. So then let me get to you about what conservatism means. The definition of conservative, the full definition. Number one is preservation. Number two, of or relating to a philosophy is conservatism. Capitalized, of or constituting a political party professing the principles of conservatism, of or constituting a party of the King United Kingdom advocating support for established institutions, a progressive, and they give us a progressive conservative. Now, let me back up here. I think I forgot to tell you where I got this. I got this from the online Merriam-Webster dictionary. So I'm reading directly out of the online Merriam-Webster dictionary. Number three, tending or disposed to maintain existing views, conditions, or institutions. If that's exactly where Donald Trump is. He wants to maintain the existing inequality and bigotry in this country. B, marked by moderation or caution. And I would not, that actually, well, I'm going to address that also in our conversation. C, marked by or relating to the traditional norms of taste, elegance, style, or manners, traditional norms. Four, of or relating to the practice of conservative Judaism. That's an odd thing to throw in there. So, and then I also looked up independent because a lot of people say, well, I'm not a Democrat and I'm not liberal and I'm not conservative. I'm independent. Okay, so let's talk about what independent is. Number one, not dependent as of, not subject to the control of others, self-governing, not affiliated with a larger controlling group. B, not requiring or relying on something else, not contingent on, not looking for others to one's opinions or for guidance in conduct, not bound by or committed to a political party. I guess this is me. C, not requiring or relying on others as for care or livelihood, being free enough. Excuse me, let me read that again. Being enough to free one from the necessity of working for a living as a person of independent means. D, showing a desire for freedom. E, not determined by or capable of being deduced or derived from the expressed in terms of members, as in axioms or equations, of the set of the set under consideration. And then number two, capitalized of or relating to the independence. And three, main is an independent clause, neither deductible nor incompatible with another statement. So this is what happened that got me spitting nails this morning, you guys. I was listening to this radio show and they were, talking about how why people love Donald Trump because he speaks his mind. Well, I've watched a lot of Donald Trump and, I even actually used to watch The Apprentice. That was actually, I'm a TV watcher. I'm an unabashed TV watcher. I don't apologize for that, folks. It's part of our culture, and I actually think it's really important to watch what the news media and the spin masters are spewing out to the people whose brains are lulled back to sleep. So, but they were talking about how great it is and how this is why people love him. Well, that is exactly right. People are really sick of political correctness. And I think that's part of my own popularity here when people talk to me because there's many of the shows on this station I've noticed, they kind of take along the same mean. They're either Republicans or independents, and they all, you know, many of them love Trump. It's astounding to me, but it is true. But I'm an unabashed liberal. I mean, I call myself a liberal because I do believe in social equity. I do believe that we have a responsibility to take care of the elderly, the poor. The fact that we have 1 in 5 children starving in our country, children go to school hungry, that people cannot earn a decent wage in this country, that the undocumented people who come here from other countries are making 59, 69 cents an hour. You know, my ex-husband was from Peru. While he was getting his documents here, he actually was offered a job by Westinghouse, being a night security guard in a very dangerous part of Lima, and it was considered a great job. He was offered $75 a month. A month. That is outrageous. Now, these are the same machines that come into the United States so that if they had to hire a security guard here, they'd have to pay somebody, I don't know, $1,500, $2,000 a month to do that job. So that's the kind of inequity that people in America do not understand. And the other part, you know, one time when I was going down to Peru while I was helping my ex-husband get his green card, that's another topic we can talk about because I'm just going to lay it out there. Being the real liberal that I am, I have no problem discussing things in a personal way. I was sat next to a lady whose husband ran a mining company there, and we talked. The flight was 9 hours long. We talked for quite a long time, and she was telling me how when she first got down there, she'd been living in Peru for 5 years. Her husband almost got fired from this mining company because she insisted on paying their maid $300 a month. So this American mining company is taking over this huge town, dredging up all the valuables and insisting that these maids and servants and workers get paid $100 to $200 a month max. Nobody got paid more than the biggest guy on their crew did not get paid more than $200 a month. So this is the kind of social inequity that drives people to come across the border to live where, hey, it's the same company. If I can work for Westinghouse in the United States for $1,500 a month, can you imagine? I mean, this is why people pay $5,000 to $10,000 per person. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I think we ought to open the borders and set up like little import, like, you know, immigration houses along the border every 1,000 feet. Instead of building a freaking wall, we need immigration border stations every 1,000 feet so people can come in and pay the United States government that $5,000 or $10,000. How, I mean, the coyotes in Mexico. They are so outrageous, and we've all heard the stories. My own brother-in-law came here illegally. What happened was the family paid $5,000 for him to get past the border. He sat in a house for an extra 6 weeks. Once he got in, they said, you got to pay us another 2 grand before we let him out. He ate peaches for 2.5 weeks. So this is the kind of illicit trade that is being condoned by the people on the quote conservative side who want to build walls and go down to Mexico and allow American companies to do all their work down there and not build tariffs, not demand tariffs on the products being brought in. There's an incentive for Westinghouse to pay these people $75 a month to threaten their lives to watch built machines before they get imported into the States. It is an outrage. So on this conversation this morning, they were talking about how Bill Clinton's a liberal, Barack Obama's a liberal. Neither of those guys are liberals, and they're not really true Democrats. Barack Obama and Bill Clinton are the best Republicans money can buy. That's a fact. As soon as and you know, and let's just talk about the gaslighting, folks. And I'm going on. I'm going to stop at 15 minutes. I'll give you the phone number to call in. The reality is it doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, Independent. They're going to get that little knock at the door. It's just like Cheney had the nerve, the gall to say when he was leaving the White House, "Oh, Barack Obama's liberalism isn't going to last that long." Because he knows exactly who's running this country. It's the deep state. It's the people whose names we don't even know. And it's the people who the generals are protecting. And, you know, those people tell our government what to do. Why in the devil do you think that we have a government that is ignoring St. Louis? We have millions of people in St. Louis catastrophically exposed to radiation. I mean, right now in, okay, let me stop. It's 8:15. The call number is 718-717-8296. If anybody wants to call in to talk about what I'm discussing or anything else, please feel free to call in. But it is 718-717-8296. So back to the deep state. You know, I can't comprehend how a single person in this country can even accept the official story of 9/11. None of it made sense the day it happened and the way the secrecy happened. You know, Dick Cheney and George Bush refused to be, well, first off, they refused to allow an investigation for over a year. They shipped all the dirt right away to China. They basically did everything they could to thwart the investigation. They did not allow the people who were in the building to testify. I mean, it's obvious that there was a deep state cover-up. And, you know, this all goes back to the Bush crime family and the bankers and the banksters and those deep people who realized, thanks to Edward Bernays, that one of the first social engineers, that when the radios came on, they realized that they could start controlling how people thought with music and with television. When television came around, that's why they developed television. They wanted a much more effective tool to train the minds of the little minions so that they would have a free slave state and nobody would even complain. And that's frankly exactly what happened. We have a country now where people are willing to go, well, you know, all sides, they're all exactly alike. They're all exactly. No, folks. They are not all exactly alike. Because some people actually really care about humanity. Others only care about their own beautiful little lifestyles and the beautiful people. So I thought what I would do in talking about this is I am going to talk to you about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. I mean, I don't think I need to talk to anybody in this listening audience about how outrageously fascist Monsanto Clinton, and I refuse to call her Hillary, are on every single issue. She's a woman who I seriously believe is very evil. She is part of Bill Clinton and the Bush crime family. Bill Clinton was found by the same banksters that prompted up him and frankly, you know, the Bush crime family. I mean, I call them the Bush crime family because they have just, you know, when Poppy Bush was the CIA director of Jimmy Carter, he basically said, "No, you can't know about the CIA. You don't get to know it." And Jimmy Carter basically was chopped off at the knees. And again, here I am, flaming liberal. I think Jimmy Carter was one of the best presidents we've ever had in this century. He actually worked for the greater good of humanity. And yes, he was bought out by the whole Israel cabal, that whole thing of we need to have Israel as a state. That's just an arm of the industrialized military complex, as we have seen. War profiteering is the number one product and the only product that the United States really has. So, one of the things I'm going to do on this radio show is I'm expanding my purview. I am reaching out to people in the black community, and I want to talk to them very frankly about the racial inequity and the racism that's going on. In that radio show this morning, they were telling us that all Muslims, it's a political religion, and don't, you know, they're going to take over Sharia law, and we should not allow Muslims into our country. Well, look, that's a really great gaslighting tool that has been not even thought about by the people that call themselves, quote, conservatives. What they're saying is essentially, if you're not a Christian in this country, you don't belong. That is not what our country was built on. Our country was built on freedom of religion. We can have whatever religion we want. You know, we abide by the laws that we create. And that's the other thing. You know, there's been this whole gaslighting thing of government is bad. Thank you, Ronald Reagan. He delivered those lines so perfectly, and they kept boom, 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 slamming them down our throat. I've got three little words. I'm coming to get you, or whatever his. Honestly, Ronald Reagan was the first person that we know openly stole an election. So, since Ronald Reagan, it's been a downhill slog. And when George Bush stood on that plane in that funny little jumpsuit that said "Mission accomplished," he was not talking about the Iraq War, you guys. He was talking about they had he they the banksters had finally put everything in place. They, Reagan came in, stole the election, actually got our hostages held for an additional 2 months by the Iranians so that he could prove a point while he stole the election. I mean, in my view, Ronald Reagan's a traitor. I can't stand him. I think he needed to be in jail from the get. He was a traitor. He stole the election. He kept our hostages. His campaign negotiated literally, this is all things that you can fact check. His campaign literally negotiated with the Iranian terrorists to hold our hostages for an additional almost 2 months instead of letting them come home. The Iranians were ready to let the hostages free, but the Reagan campaign negotiated with the Iranian terrorists to hang on. So that's why they got free the second that the whole thing was done, the swearing in was done. And if I was a younger woman in those, and I was not very politically connected, but man, even in those days, that stunk to high hell. It didn't even sound right to me then, and it is not right. That's when Americans gave up being Americans, in my view. And it has been a downhill slog since. So let me give you the number again in case anybody wants to participate, because I'm going to read people's positions. Monsanto, Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Donald Trump's positions on the various issues here. And, I'm actually going to do Monsanto Clinton last because she's despicable. And anybody who votes for her is just completely, that's a fear-based vote. I don't know anybody who is actually wants Monsanto Clinton, but they're all like, well, Bernie can't win. That's not true. Bernie can win. And every single poll says when you put Bernie Sanders up against Donald Trump, he wipes the floor with them. Because when you actually look at the issues, instead of listening to Donald Trump's blather, oh, he's going to raise everybody's taxes by 90%. No, he's not going to raise everybody's taxes by 90%. I mean, it's just so outrageous. So let's just compare the two. I'm going to open these up. Let me close some windows here so I have some room to move around. I'm going to close up the few little things. So let me give you the phone number again, folks. The phone number is 718-717-8296. And I'm going to keep going because I really want people to understand what they're talking about when they say that Donald Trump is a good guy and he is going to do something for America. No, but Donald Trump. Frankly, this is the point I think was talking about the deep state. And in fact, even Bernie Sanders, when he talks to people at his rallies, he says, look, even if you just elect me, I can't do it all. I don't have the power. We need a political revolution. We need people to take it back and get engaged and stay engaged. Pressure your elected officials to pass these things that we want because your vote is stronger than money. As we have seen, Bernie Sanders is the only candidate who has not taken super PAC money. I guess Donald Trump is using his own, he says he's using his own fortune. But this is the way this like twisted man goes. If he loses the election, he's going to declare bankruptcy again. Okay, and then he's got all these people who will give him more money to start spending so he can build his wealth again. I mean, the guy uses the system. Big time. He's a rich kid who got it early on, how to work over the American people and the American system. And he did a good job of it. And the fact that he's just willing to say, hey, I'm a bigot and Mexicans are all rapists and people who are Muslims are ought to be kicked out of the country and we need to have a registry. I mean, it's so outrageous. I'm just dumbfounded by Donald Trump's statements. So Bernie Sanders, racial issues. This is what he says on his webpage. I encourage everybody to go there, berniesanders.com. We must pursue policies to transform this country into a nation that affirms the value of its people of color. That starts with addressing the five central types of violence waged against Black, Brown, and Indigenous Americans: physical, political, legal, economic and environmental. Environmental, do you know that in our country, 60% of the uranium tailings are on Native American lands? And for all of you, take a look at go Google a little map of the uranium tailings in this country. Take a look, they're right on all of that. So, and I don't think I have the time. I'll come back, but I really do want to look at Donald Trump's platform. And let's just look what he says. Well, let's see. Let me go back here. I'm sorry. So, Mr. Bernie Sanders, the physical violence perpetrated by the state, Sandra Bland, Michael Brown, Rekha Boyd, Eric Garner, Walter Scott, Freddie Gray, Jessica Hernandez, Tamir Rice, who was 9 years old, shot within 6 seconds of a cop arriving, Jonathan Farrell, Oscar Grant, Antonio Zambrano Montes, Samuel Dubois, and Anastasia Hernandez Rojas. We know their names. Each of them died unarmed at the hands of police officers or in police custody. The chants are growing louder. People are angry, and they have a right to be angry. We should not fool ourselves into thinking that this violence only affects those whose names have appeared on TV or in the newspaper. African Americans are twice as likely to be arrested and almost four times as likely to experience the use of force during the encounters with police. African American and Latinos comprise well over half of all prisoners, even though African Americans and Latinos make up approximately one quarter of this total population. And for those people that are going to tell me, oh, well, they're much more violent, that is bull. That is, and I'm really sticking to this idea of not cussing, and I have to, so I might come up with some funny words here and there, but I think I've shared this with you. My nephew, who is half white, 50% half white, so in my view, he's as white as he is black. Every time he drives in a car in Los Angeles, in Santa Ana, I mean, very regularly, not every time, but at least every 2 weeks, he would get stopped by the cops because he was driving a BMW. Well, what are you doing with this car? What are you saying? It was an old BMW that he was always working on. He loved his car. He ended up selling it because he got stopped so often. So now he drives his bicycle 10 miles to work, and you know what? He still gets stopped once a month by the cops. It's outrageous. Bernie Sanders is willing to address this. He says we must create a culture that allows good officers to report the actions of bad officers without fear of retaliation and allow for the department to follow through on such reports. I mean, political violence, disenfranchisement. In the shameful days of segregation, literacy laws and poll taxes were used to suppress minority voting. Today, and in many of the states where people are listening to this radio show, such laws as requiring voters to show photo ID, discriminatory drawing of congressional districts, restricting same-day registration and early voting, and aggressive purging voter rolls. Purging of voter rolls, getting people names off of the voting registry because they might have a name similar to somebody who went to jail. States are taking such steps which have a similar effect. 11% of the eligible voters do not have a photo ID, and they are disproportionately black and Latino. This is so outrageous. And do you know, this is when you look at the facts, you know who perpetrates election fraud? The people who have actually been convicted of voting twice and doing things that are bad? Republicans. I mean, talk about gaslighting, folks. These are these people that do, they accuse other people of doing exactly what they're doing. And in fact, that's exactly what Mr. Trumpy does. I mean, he is a horrible. In my view, Donald Trump has absolutely no right to be president. In fact, the fact that he just speaks openly about his bigotry is just appalling, appalling, appalling. To say that Mexicans are rapists, frankly, I came to Eugene, Oregon with a super bad case of white manitis. Don't trust them, don't like them, and they make me freaking nervous because you never know what they all think that they're superior to everybody, all of them. It's ingrained in them. The white male privilege is massive. And I don't care how poor they are, how ugly they are, toothless, bald head, they all think they're better than everyone else. So, I often said to my friends when I first got here, I think God put me in Eugene to get over my white manitis. Because thankfully, after having grown up in Los Angeles, where honestly, The Latino community, the men were way nicer, much more respectful than all the white men combined that I had ever met. And so were the black men. The black men were really nice. And in fact, that's another statistic that's lied about. They say, oh, well, black men bail on their kids. Do you know that black men proportionately spend, actually give more child support to their children than the white men do? I mean, the gaslighting, the conversations that we've had to call Barack Obama a liberal, to call Bill Clinton a liberal, Bill Clinton a liberal, and to keep talking about Monica Lewinsky as if, we're not talking about David Vitter with his freaking diapers on, begging people to spank him. I mean, for God's sakes. And David Vitter is now the head of an environmental committee. I mean, that's outrageous. These people can perpetrate any crimes they want and get away with it. I mean, it is quite well known that Poppy Bush Sr. was a horrible pedophile. So, I mean, look, people's personal values and what they want to do with themselves sexually, that's their business. I mean, people's sexuality has been called into the political conversation as a way to twist the conversation. So let me give you out that phone number again. 718-717-8296. And if anybody wants to call and talk to me about it, this would be really great because I'm just going to keep going on because legal violence, millions of lives have been destroyed because of people in jail for nonviolent crimes. For decades, we have failed in the quote war on drugs. That's another one of the gaslighting tools used by Mr. Horrible Ronald Reagan. He created the quote war on drugs. America can't seem to win any freaking war. So, that's why we have the war on drugs so that they can just throw people into jail. The war on drugs was actually designed to put black people in jail. That's the reality, to keep them out. In current trend, it is obscene that we stigmatize so many young Americans with a criminal record for smoking marijuana, but not one major Wall Street executive has been prosecuted for causing the near collapse of our entire economy. This must change. This is why I 100% back Bernie Sanders. And yes, he does support Israel, but every single candidate will support Israel because they get that knock at the door from Mr. Military Men that say, you know what, you're going to do what we say, and if you don't back Israel, because our country really is war profiteers. That's why we have the nuclear electricity generators that we have. They could have gone with a nuclear power plants that did not generate nuclear waste. They chose not to, because the nuclear waste is a vital element in creating nuclear weapons. And so now we have depleted uranium weapons being used all over and sold all over the world, folks. Lab rats, we're their lab rats. So this is a long page. I'm going to skip. Addressing legal violence. We need to ban prisons for profit. Did Donald Trump say this? We need to ban prisons for profit? No. Let's go. As soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to go over to Donald Trump's page. We're at 8:33. I'm getting a little anxious for time here because I want to give Mr. Trump some time. We need to ban prisons for profits, which result in an over-incentive to arrest, jail, and detain in order to keep the prison beds full. That's what we have right now. Prison. In fact, we have legislation sitting on the floor of the Congress that says we're going to build new prisons and the government's going to guarantee that we're going to keep the prisons full. What? Really? We're going to guarantee? Isn't the idea to keep people out of jail, not guarantee that we're going to put them in jail? We need to turn back from the failed war on drugs and eliminate mandatory minimums, which result in sentencing disparities between black and white people. We need to take marijuana off the federal government's list of outlawed drugs. Amen to that. That's an outrage. And Monsanto Clinton also herself said that she does not believe that she disagrees with Bernie on this one, as does Mr. Donald Trump. Although we know, these guys are rich enough, they can do any drug they want, and they do. Their kids do anything they want, and they're all covered. We need to allow people in states which legalize marijuana to be able to fully participate in the banking system and not be subject to federal prosecution for using pot. Amen to you, Bernie. We need to invest in drug courts and medical and mental health interventions for people with substance abuse problems so that they do not end up in prison. They end up in treatment. Exactly. A drug addiction is a medical condition. does not belong in prison. We need to boost investments in programs that help people who have gone to jail to rebuild their lives with education and job training. We must investigate local governments that are using implicit or explicit quotas for arrests and stops. We must stop local governments that are relying on fines, fees, or asset forfeitures as a steady source of revenue, as we found out happened all the time in Ferguson, Missouri. Police departments must investigate all allegations of wrongdoing, especially those involving the use of force, prosecute aggressively if necessary. If departments are unwilling or unable to conduct such investigations, the Department of Justice must step in and handle it for them. So that, now I'm not going to go on to the economic violence. Let me go over to Mr. Donald Trump's page and let's see what he says about immigration reform. This guy to me is a frightening human bigot. Okay. When politicians talk about immigration reform, they mean amnesty, cheap labor, and open borders. This guy makes me want to spit nails. The Schumer-Rubio immigration bill, which, Chuck Schumer is no Democrat. Chuck Schumer is a hack for the Wall Street. Just like Marco Rubio. I mean, this is the thing. If we're going to aspire to Republican or Democratic, none of these people are re real Republicans, real conservatives, real liberals, none of them. They really are hacks for Wall Street and the war profiteers. Has nothing more than a giveaway to the corporate patrons that run both parties. This is why people like him, because he says this. They run both parties, and people know this. Real immigration reform. Real immigration reform puts the needs of working people first, not wealthy, globe-trotting donors. We are the only country in the world whose immigration system puts the needs of other nations ahead of our own. That is not true. That must change, and here are the three core principles of real immigration reform. A nation without borders is not a nation. There must be a wall along the southern border. What about the northern border? What about the Canadian border, which is just as at risk? What about that? It's so outrageous. A nation without laws is not a nation. Laws passed in accordance with the constitutional system of government must be enforced. Really, Mr. Trump? You're going to tell me you're going to go out and charge Westinghouse, every single major corp, Walmart, $1,000 per undocumented worker busted? I mean, I think, Barack Obama has been called the deporter in chief because he has deported more undocumented people than all of the previous presidents combined. However, there have not been every single documented worker that gets caught working in a place of business. The employer on the books is supposed to charge $1,000. They get paid, they have to pay $1,000. I think the government charged Walmart $18,000. So, as if he's going to do this. A nation that does not serve its own citizens is not a nation. Any immigration plan must improve jobs, wages, and security for all Americans. See, he says the things we want to talk about. Oh, make Mexico pay for the wall. This is the most hilarious thing. He thinks he can make Mexico pay. I mean, people don't realize Mexico's a big, gigantic nation. Put it up on the map of the United States. It's about as big, almost as big geographically as the United States. It is a strong nation, a proud people. It has its own burgeoning system where people are digging themselves out. The only reason they're not able to really dig themselves out of poverty in Mexico and in most of South America has to do with the United States economic policy, which is why Venezuela and Argentina have kicked out. Venezuela, I think, kicked out the consulate in the U.S. consulate. They told the diplomatic services to pack their bags and get the hell out because they are sick of being overthrown and treated like the little banana republics that they have been created for. Let me get back to Mr. Trump's position. Wow, this guy makes me spit nails. For many years, Mexico leaders have been taking advantage of the U.S. by taking advantage. Who is taking advantage? Oh my God. By using illegal immigration to export the crime and poverty of their own country, as well as in other Latin American countries. Let's talk about Westinghouse, which I know about. Let's talk about Taco Bell. Taco Bell actually, has owns they actually own they bought out all the tomato farmers in northern Mexico, and they pay the government money to own this land, and they pay the government to allow them, local government officials. This was quite a big story in Mexico. The Mexican people there make 39 cents an hour. So when you go into Taco Bell, you are supporting slave labor. Wow. Okay, so let me give you the number again, because you're just going to listen to this flaming liberal flame here today. So the number is 718-717-8296. And let's read more of Mr. Trump's plan. The cost for the United States is extraordinary. This is not a plan. Oh, we have published several on how, okay, on how to illegally migrate. They have even published pamphlets on how to illegally migrate to the United States. That is such a, these people twist and manipulate. The governments have not done that. U.S. taxpayers have been asked to pick up hundreds of billions of dollars in healthcare costs, housing costs, education costs, welfare costs, etc. Indeed, the annual cost of these tax-free credits alone paid to illegal immigrants quadrupled to $4.2 billion in 2011. The effect of job seekers has also been disastrous. Black Americans have been particularly harmed. The impact of, in terms of crime has been tragic. This is such bullshit. In recent headlines, the headlines have been covered with cases of criminals who have crossed our borders illegally, only to go on to commit horrific crimes against Americans. And this, I can't even read this crap. To say that people from Mexico are violent offenders is an outrage. I know many Mexicans, and Mexicans are honorable people and loving and gentle and kind, and they work their asses off. They work hard, and they are not rapists, and they do. We have plenty of people, white Americans in this country, coming here and perpetrating horrendous crimes. This fear-mongering is outrageous. This is so outrageous. The Government Accountability Office found a shocking 3 million arrests attached to the incarcerated alien population, tens of thousands of violent beatings, rapes, and murders. That is just, again, here we go, where we're talking. What did Bernie Sanders say? The social inequity, the legal violence of people of color getting arrested, and the criminal justice system going against everything against them. Listen to this. This is so how the cost of building a permanent border wall pales mightily in comparison to what American taxpayers spend every single year on dealing with the fallout of illegal immigration. If people want to stop illegal immigration, we need to get tariffs going in this country. So Taco Bell, Monsanto, Westinghouse, Teradyne, all these big mega corporations cannot go to South America, rape those people, and import that country, those products from the built in those countries based on slave labor, frankly, and bring them in scot-free with no tariffs. We need tariffs. Is he talking about tariffs? No, he's talking about building a wall. Mexico must pay for the wall. And until they do, the United States, among other things, will A, impound all remittance payments derived from illegal wages. Really? That is so outrageous. What the heck does that mean? Impound all remittance payments derived from illegal wages. Where are you going to impound it from? Increase fees on all temporary visas issued to Mexican CEOs and diplomats. You know what? They're just going to go to other countries. They don't need us anymore. Increase fees at ports of entry in the United States from Mexico. We will not be taken advantage of anymore. Really? Go tell that to Taco Bell, Mr. Trump. Go tell that to all of these companies down there. You think that these companies down there are going to allow you to implement these things if you ever got elected, God forbid? So let me give you more of our phone number again, folks. It's 718-717-8296. Defend the laws and Constitution of the United States. This is his immigration policy, folks. No one is above the law. All America, these things, these are just blather. This is just, he's not giving us Okay, the following steps will be taken will return American people to the safety of their laws, which politicians have stolen from them. See, he uses all these key phrases, these emotional gaslighting words that make you slather and make you go, wow, yeah, he's right, he's right. Triple the number of ICE officers. You know how many ICE officers we already have? Barack Obama has increased the ICE officers already. You know, Barack Obama has actually, you know, the immigration, the illegal immigration flow is in a negative effect right now because of the effects of Barack Obama. People are not coming to the United States. Immigration, illegal immigration has stopped. People are not coming here. There are people coming in, but not to the same levels that they used to be because Barack Obama is called the deporter in chief. And people are afraid of Americans. They don't, we are losing our good standing because of the bigotry of people like Donald Trump. I mean, it's outrageous. What's he want to do? Triple. So he wants only approximately 5,000 officers and agents with ICE perform the lion's share of the ICE's immigration mission. And that's the other thing. Barack Obama, sort of in an anti-democratic, anti-liberal kind of attitude, really created a system with the ICE system since he got elected. That's kind of like just a prison, you know, these prison for profit systems. They're keeping children in prison now, people. We have children in prison in the United States, in the ICE facilities. Children are in prison, and no one really talks about it. This is so outrageous. Nationwide E-Verify. This simple measure will protect jobs for unemployed Americans. Right now, we have the E-Verify system, and nobody uses it. Very few people use it because the perpetrators who are breaking the immigration laws don't want to use it. Because they're saving billions of dollars hiring people who are willing to come here with no rights, no willingness to claim any kind of problem if they don't get paid correctly. They get paid much less than everybody else. They're the low man on the totem pole. Mandatory return of all criminal aliens. This is an actual lie. Again, Barack Obama released 76,000 aliens in custody from criminal convictions since 2013 alone. The criminal conviction that they were released from was being an illegal alien. This is the twisting. This is the gaslighting that the Donald Trump, to me, this is why Bernie Sanders is the only candidate that we can vote for in this in the 2016 primary, and I encourage everybody to re-register as a Democrat to get Bernie Sanders nominated because Monsanto Clinton will steal it. But you know, Monsanto Clinton and Donald Trump do the same thing. They manipulate and twist words. Bernie Sanders is the only straight talker out there. You know, when Black Lives Matter jumped up on the stage and stopped his campaign, he didn't call people, black people, names. He didn't rail against them. He let them speak their word and he went to another venue and talked to 20,000 other people. You know, because the black people have been sorely abused in this country and continue to be sorely abused. So we are at 10 till, folks. I'm glad that nobody actually called in because I get to like really expose the lies of this actually twisted, super rich elite guy who's passing himself off as just a regular guy because he's willing to break political correctness. Because he's willing to say, hey, I'm a bigot. I think Mexicans are rapists, you know, and I think all Muslim people should be ejected from our country. This guy is so outrageous. I honestly like, I wish I could talk to Donald Trump and I'd say, you're fired. Okay. Defund sanctuary cities. This is, God. Cut off federal grants to any city which refuses to cooperate with federal law enforcement. And, well, you know, that whole thing of why these cities have taken that stance, that's another thing. Detention, not catch and release. Catch and release. This is so outrageous. He talks about human beings as if they are animals. I mean, it is such a disrespect for human beings. This country was built on immigration. I mean, we look, all of us that are white, none of us belong in the United States. None of us belong here. It's so outrageous for us to say this is our country. No, actually, folks, we built a country. We came in. The United States has done nothing but been a war machine since its inception. We came in and slaughtered the Native Americans who taught us how to live through the horrendous winters here, showed us the new food. And in fact, we have come in and wiped out the indigenous foods in this nation. You know, we used to have over 20 types of corn in this country when the white people came to this nation. Now we have one. We used to have 20, 30 types of potatoes. Now we have one or two. And why did we do that? Because somebody in big business decided that, you know, after World War II, they started the Industrial Food Revolution. And frankly, in my opinion, and I'm just going to state this, I don't think that Hitler lost World War II. I think that the Bush crime family propped them up because they were eugenicists. They funded the death camps. The bankers from the United States funded the death camps for Hitler. And when they saw that Hitler had gotten syphilis and was going a little bit crazy, they basically decided to shit can him, excuse my language, and you know, I don't believe that he was killed. We never saw the body. I think he was shifted to South America, and you know, they started Operation Paperclip to infiltrate the United States. You know, the Nazis basically started our industrial food industry. They started our nuclear industry. They started the industrial military complex, the industrial healthcare industry, the big pharma industry. You know, all those same principles came from the Nazi scientists, and they worked hand in hand with the big bankers, all of which were Democrats and liberals. They were all mixed up. And so this whole idea that we have Democrats or liberal, you know, is so outrageous. Oh my God. I'm looking back at his page. Enhanced penalties for overstaying a visa. You know, the reality is the enhanced for overstaying a visa. You know what happens right now if you overstay your visa? And you do get the chance to get your green card. Because that's the only time that that would ever happen. You know, the only time the penalties are assessed is when the government finds out you've overstayed your visa. Right. So most people who overstay their visa don't go back because people who want to get into the country legally use that six. You're only allowed here on a visa for 6 months. So you have to go back and forth and back and forth. And the only people that can come in, by the way, on a visa are old people and people with money. So people with money don't want to live here because they live a much more exotic lifestyle in their own countries being super rich. So why the heck would they come here in the United States when they could live like multi-billionaires in South America when they come up here and have to compete with, you know, the rich people here? So, but the penalties. Let's get back to this. All of these things he says he's gonna do are basically nothing. They're fodder for racism. That's all it is. They should be subject to criminal penalties. That's what he's saying. So he wants to put more of these people in jail. He wants to create more of a prison nation, essentially. That's what he's saying. Like I said, I actually believe that we ought to have like little immigration houses every 1,000. I don't think we need to. I mean, I really do think we need them like every maybe half a mile, and have that patrol and stem the flow and tell people you can come in and we're going to have enough places. Right now, the problem with the immigration system is if you have a chance to get your green card and you are an undocumented worker, if you came into this country illegally and you have not you know, you came in illegally, you get your green card. There's a 3-year exclusion, even if you have a right to be in the country. You have to go back to your own country. You know, you have to go back to your own country for a minimum of 3 years. And if you did not create any crimes, you and your spouse or whoever is sponsoring you can ask the government to waive that. So it only takes you about 18 months to get back into the country to reconcile with your family who is sponsoring you. That's what I did for my ex-husband. He was excluded. As soon as we got married, he had to go back to Peru. And I think that that system actually undermined our marriage. We were separated for 18 months. And, you know, whatever relationship we could have forged that made it stronger was strained by the fact that we were separated immediately. It's psychologically, it's just gaslighting all over the place. Now, check this out. If you have a right to, I have a family member now that married somebody that was undocumented, processing the green card, and their spouse actually came into the country and got caught by the ICE, by the immigration department, and was kicked back to Mexico right away. And he came back in anyways. He just went, boop, I'm coming back in, like most of them do. They get kicked out, they come back in. Well, if you want to process your green card, you have a 10-year exclusion from coming back into the country because you came back into the country after you were told to be deported. So my family member and her husband have now been separated for 10 years. Well, actually 13 years because of the processing time. And they are just now getting all of their stuff together. They still are not back in. It'll take him 15 years to get back in because his crime was coming back in to be with his family. Him and her had a child together before they got married, and he didn't want to marry her for the green card. He refused. He thought that was unethical. But he had come from central Mexico and came up. They got married, had a baby. They didn't get married, they had a baby. And they basically, the immigration, he got caught four times. The immigration judge basically said, look, you guys have got to get married, period. Because if I see you again, you're going to spend a long time in jail. So they went and got married. And as soon as he got married, he had to get deported. In fact, he spent a year in jail. This whole thing with Donald Trump is just so outrageous. Cooperate with local gang task forces. As if. You see, putting this on local gang task force, putting the fact that he says this, it suggests in your unconscious mind that the illegal immigration population immediately goes into the gang areas, that they're all part of gang areas. This is the things he says on here is no, are things that are already happening. ICE officers should accompany local police departments conducting raids in violent gangs. So we need to hire ICE to go to violent gangs like M13 and 18th Street Gang, which have terrorized the country. Again, the gang thing, that is actually protected by the police department. We could end that if we wanted to also. That, again, is gaslighting. And birthright citizenship. This is such bullshit. Like, excuse my language, folks. I guess I slipped out. This remains the biggest magnet for immigration. Voters say that it's wrong policy, including Harry Reid, who says no sane country would give automatic citizenship to children of illegal immigrants. That is such an outrageous. I mean, the people that came to this country were all illegal. If you're going to say that, like, when did we get this system? I mean, it is so outrageous. If you're born on this country, you are an American. And it doesn't matter whether your parents came here illegally or not. You're an American. You're here. And they are not anchor babies. People don't come here to have babies. They don't come here. They come here to work because they are being taken advantage of and raped mercilessly by American mega corporations and Western, not just American, but Western, corporations, mega corporations that are destroying their ways of life down there. So what else are they going to do? Work for 39 cents an hour in Mexico, Honduras, Chile? And Chile is actually a pretty decent country, to tell you the truth. Chile is pretty forthright. So, I mean, this is why we don't see big numbers. The big numbers that we see that where people come in from these nations is because we have major American corporations. People out there really do need to read John Rob Anthony Perkins, John Perkins, that's his name. Now let me get it down. Confessions of an Economic Hitman. And he talks about how our government does not need to murder people anymore, how they just go in and they economically destroy a country, much on the vein of what Naomi Klein talked about. So, call in Friday, not one caller, guys. We're at 8:58 right now, so we have about a minute left. I'm glad I got to read you Bernie Sanders' position, because to me, Bernie Sanders is home. Guys later. Guess I got cut off a minute early. We're talking about Bernie Sanders.